You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. I got to tell you, this headline kind of caught my eye. We were just talking about it in the previous hour. People eating cockroaches, frying the cockroaches up, chewing into them, tasting like cottage cheese on the inside, and people using them in China, not only for food, but for certain medical issues. And then this headline popped up, the 12 highly successful people with bizarre eating habits. And it's kind of interesting to see what certain stars do, what are some of their rituals. And many people have rituals, and we've known that people have had certain rituals, right? You know, like Howard Hughes and stuff. But this is kind of interesting, all right? I just kind of love to see what the stars do, because every now and then you think you're weird, right? Don't you ever think like you do something that's really, really weird, and then you hear somebody else that's anything weirder, something weirder, and you're like, you know what? I'm cool then, all right? I don't have to go to the home. So here we go. Apparently they say Nicolas Cage. Okay, Nicolas Cage, in an interview in 2010, said he chooses animals to eat based on their mating habits. He says, I think fish, I wish I could do the Nicolas Cage voice, right? I can't do his voice. I think fish are very dignified with sex, so are birds. But pigs, not so much. So I don't eat pig meat or things like that. I eat fish and fowl. Said Nicolas Cage. Doesn't he have new teeth? Doesn't he have new teeth? Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I think I like his old teeth better. I have no idea how animals have sex, but apparently he eats fish or fowl based on sex, I guess. Howard Hughes. Howard Hughes is a fascinating, fascinating person in our history, especially with the obsessive compulsive disorder he had fought with. I thought Leonardo DiCaprio did a phenomenal job playing him in The Aviator. He was a germaphobe, and he would give his employees, according to this businessinsider.com, complex instructions on how to handle household duties. Like, for example, to make sure a spoon was germ-free, it had to be wrapped in tissue paper and sealed with cellophane tape. Then a second piece of tissue needed to be covering the first protective wrapping. Pretty interesting stuff, you know. Some of you have asked me, you know, what is the thinking behind that? You know, are these people crazy? And no, I almost look at people that are obsessive compulsive as having a heightened awareness, a heightened sensitivity. You know, I don't know if any of you guys get obsessive about something. You don't have to be completely OCD to be, be diagnosed with obsessive compulsive. You can have certain obsessions with certain things. But you get this sixth sense. Okay? Like, for example, I wash my hands between every patient all the time. I wash them after the patient and before I go into the next one. Well, let's say I'm walking out with the patient and they ask for something. So I immediately reach into my pad and I start writing the prescription after I examine them. And I will then say goodbye. They'll shake my hand. I'm not worried about that. And they'll be like, oh, you know what? I also need a card, or I need this. So the time I would be washing my hands, I have to give them a card of a referral. Then we say goodbye. I go and wash my hands. If I don't wash, it's almost like I have the sixth sense where I'm like, I know I didn't wash my hands. I cannot go on until now. My ritual is before I walk into the next room, I make sure my hands are clean. But if something interrupts me between the hand washing and I have to go back, I will like know. I may not consciously know it, but subconsciously. Now, I'm not OCD about hardly anything. If you look at my house, if you look at the kitty poo-poo box, okay, you could tell I'm not very OCD about stuff. But when it comes to washing hands and patients, I have this weird sixth sense. I just do. Let's say somebody was talking and they spit on your face. If I don't get to wash my face off immediately, I will feel weird until I get that done. So I look at it as a heightened sense. I don't think they actually see the creepy crawlies or anything like that, but it's this awareness. All right, and who knows, it may actually be a gift as opposed to a curse. It becomes a curse when it starts to mess up your everyday life. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, do you guys have any rituals? Do you do anything ritualistic that people think is obsessive? 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Renee Zellweger says she snacks on ice cubes throughout the day, but she snacks on ice cubes to feel full. Now, you know, we always wonder how the stars stay slim. Well, sucking on ice cubes to me, I wouldn't say would be one of these weird rituals. It's just one of these ways to, like, not have to deal with eating. They say back in 2011, Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook only ate meat that he killed himself. He says, this year my personal challenge is around being thankful for the food I have to eat. I think many people forget that a living being has to die for you to eat meat, so my goal revolves around not letting myself forget that and being thankful for what I have. This year, I've basically become a vegetarian since the only meat I'm eating is from animals I've killed myself. So far, this has been a good experience. I'm eating a lot of healthier foods, and I've learned a lot about sustainable farming and raising of animals. That would stink if you had to kill your own cow. Now, does he kill them himself, or does he have, you know, his Facebook employees go and get the cow and kill it? Lightweight champion, heavyweight champion Lyoto Machida drinks his own urine every morning like medicine. All right? He drinks his own urine. Steve Jobs would eat a lot of apples or carrots. At one point, he ate so many carrots that his skin turned orange from the beta carotene. All right? He usually had a vegan diet. And he wouldn't have a body odor from that, so according to this site, he only bathed once a week. Stephen King ate cheesecake before sitting down to write. He also never eats anything slippery or slimy, doesn't eat oysters. I could see that eating. I'm not really a big fan of cheesecake, but I can understand trying to get your creative juices flowing with some sugar. Henry Ford, right, of the cars, would eat weeds out of his garden. He wouldn't smoke them, but he would fill his sandwiches with weeds. Hugh Hefner only eats his meals, I think, from the mansion. Charles Darwin ate most of the animals he discovered. Iguanas, armadillos, giant tortoises, owls. He would eat these rare animals. And Fergie, a daily dose of vinegar. All right. Weird. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. And we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We know you have other choices out there, and the fact that you choose ours is our show is amazing. Thank you so much. One of you sent me this over the break. What President Barack Obama likes to do at night before he goes to bed. I don't think I want to know this, but I guess it's under the what 11 successful people do before going to bed. I don't want to spend this whole show on rituals, but I read this. According to this, apparently George W. Bush preferred to rise in the early hours. Our current president, from what we understand, according to Kerry Budoff Brown at Politico, President Obama is more of a night owl. He holds conference calls with senior staff as late as 11 p.m., or he reads or he writes before heading to bed. Apparently, he has dinner with the family, he hangs out with the kids, and then he puts the kids to bed about 8:30 p.m. Because I think New Girl comes on. What time does New Girl come on? I don't know. Veep. He says, having dinner with the family, hang out with the kids, put them to bed about 8:30 p.m., and then I'll probably read briefing papers or do paperwork or write stuff until about 11:30 p.m. And then I usually have a half hour to read before I go to bed about midnight, 12:30, sometimes a little later. I wonder how, you know, if the president is sleeping in, who wakes up the president? What's the president's alarm clock? I mean, do they get all these like trumpets or violins? Or does he have just a basic alarm clock that goes, duh, does Michelle Obama smack him in the face? See, Michelle Obama to me looks like an early riser. But, you know, if your president just wants to sleep in every day and he's your boss. Now, I get that. He has people. And if these people don't wake him up, they could get fired. But I would not want to be the one to wake up my boss. He could fire you. So I wonder how that happens. Unless maybe President Obama never has anything early set up. That's very interesting. They say Benjamin Franklin would, in his autobiography, said he would outline a schedule that would lead him to moral perfection. And he would ask himself a self-improvement question every night. It was the same question, what good have I done today? He described his other rituals before bed as putting things in their place, supper, music, or diversion, or conversation, and examination of the day. That was Benjamin Franklin. He looks like he really was kind of a stickler, right, for things being neat and organized and schedules and syllabi and that kind of stuff. Winston Churchill, the British Prime Minister, apparently kept stuck to a daily routine also. All right. Apparently at 5 p.m. he would drink a weak whiskey and soda. Then he'd take a nap for an hour and a half, a siesta, although he probably didn't call it a siesta because he was British. Then he would work, he would go back to work. And I guess he would sleep every other day. He would bathe, get ready for dinner. At 8 p.m. would have dinner. Then he would have drinks and cigars past midnight. And I guess they say he held war cabinet meetings in his bath. That's kind of crazy. Stephen King, they say his bedtime routine, he brushes his teeth, washes his hands before he goes to bed. But he just has to wash his hands before he goes to bed. And then the pillows have to be pointed a certain way. The open side of the pillowcase is supposed to be pointed in towards the other side of the bed. Doesn't know why. Now, you know, if you stop and think about it, and we'll move on from here in a second. All right. I think a lot of us have rituals that we don't realize. I have to have, I didn't realize this until I read what Stephen King does. I have to have my two pillows. And these are very special pillows that prevent me from getting a migraine when I wake up the next day. If I don't have these two pillows and in a certain way or in a certain position, I can't sleep. I also need, we have a fluffy pillow that for some reason, if I get up in the middle of the night and I can't sleep, if I touch this fluffy pillow, it kind of is furry. We call it a foofy. I could fall back to sleep. So I have a foofy. I didn't realize this. I have my two pillows. And then my blankets, because of the perimenopause stuff I'm going through, I have my regular blanket. I have the down comforter cold blanket. It's a cold material, and then I have a thick blanket on top. It has to be sandwiched in that order. I didn't realize I do that, but you see, I'm not doing that because I have some ritual. I know exactly why I'm doing it, okay, because I need to protect my head against the migraines. I can't get the migraines. I need to get a good night's sleep. I get cold. I hot flash, that kind of thing. So I guess I have a ritual, too, and then between my husband and I need to have something called an open space. Now, this open space isn't because I need space from my husband. One of the cats, I got three cats and two dogs, okay? The dogs will sleep at the foot of the bed sometimes. But one of the cats will only sleep at the head of the bed in between me and my husband, but it has to be open space. If there's any pillow, if there's any piece of pillowcase leaning over, if there's any blankets leading into that area, if I have a hair clip, we're screwed. And he will wake me up all night long messing around the house. So I have to make sure I put this one stupid cat to bed with us. And there has to be what we call open space. So this is my ritual every night. It's really ridiculous. It is so ridiculous. I don't even know why I put up with this sort of crap. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, sugar on short-term memory. It screws us over, people. A new study in neurology, the Journal of the American Academy of Neurology, for those of you that need a good magazine and you read through your Inquirer, grab a neurology journal, finds that even small elevations in blood sugar can influence short-term memory, decreasing our ability to recall words. So elevated blood sugar puts people at higher risk of cognitive decline. Now, okay, what do we do with this? What does that mean? Okay, well, first of all, we know that sugar could affect memory and sugar could affect mentation. But what if we really are supposed to take a siesta after lunch? Many of us get tired after we eat. Now, it's very interesting. When I eat breakfast, I need to eat something in the morning to get me through the show and keep me energized, okay? This energy that I have isn't because I drink coffee. I don't drink coffee. It's because I eat periodically throughout the show. If I eat lunch, though, I get tired. I get tired after lunch, all right? Maybe sugar makes a little tired. Maybe you aren't supposed to be running around thinking, doing homework, Facebooking. Maybe you're supposed to allow your insulin to work the way it needs to, sit down, okay? You know how in the olden days you were told you had to sit for 30 minutes after you eat? There may be really something to that. Now, mind you, your food is usually in your stomach for a couple hours, but little bits start to pass. When the pancreas senses that, it shoots out insulin as well as other enzymes. Insulin's job is to take that sugar and draw it into the cells. Now, some of you will say, well, wait a second, Dahlia, that's the key to losing weight. Don't allow your body to digest the food. Start exercising after you eat. Well, not entirely. I don't know. Okay? Maybe your metabolism then gets screwed up because you're not digesting well. But the idea of everybody kicking back and relaxing while you eat and after you eat is something they've done for years. You know, a lot of us don't realize that food, when we eat food, that's actually, those are like, food is like a gift. I mean, we really take food for granted. In the olden days, when you sat down for a meal, you really savored it. Even if it wasn't the fanciest meal, you would eat it slow. You would chew the food as long as you could. You would make that piece of bread or that rice or mush or your lamb dinner really last. You would draw it out for a long period of time. Then you would kick back and have conversation while letting the food digest. Then maybe after that you would have sex or whatever and then go to bed. But, you know, you would really savor the food. Nowadays, we just eat as we go. We're always eating on the run. Well, that's not very healthy, is it? Can't be eating on the run. And so I'm not surprised that you see these studies on short-term memory and sugar, etc. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about how chocolate, the chocolate may actually prevent you from getting gray hair. Right, we just talked about sugar. Yeah, and memory loss, but chocolate could possibly prevent gray hair. Then we need to talk about some of these ways that they think they could use for kids in terms of nutrition and cafeterias to avoid them from eating bad. I'd like to see if this sucker works. Then we have a woman's dental implant ends up in her sinus. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-GOT-DOLLY.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com, good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Ah! Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So a 57-year-old woman in Italy went to the doctor because she had inflamed sinuses and facial pain. Well, whenever you have inflamed sinuses and facial pain, doctors will say, you probably got some sinus infection. Here's an antibiotic. Come back in, I don't know, maybe a couple weeks. Well, it depends. If it's socialized medicine, they may just say don't come back at all. Who knows? But apparently, the infection didn't go away. And what happened is she had had oral surgery a couple years in the past to place an implant. It was a 2-centimeter long, 0.79-inch metal screw designed to hold in place a replacement for a missing tooth. Now, this was in her upper jaw. Surprisingly, an inspection of her mouth revealed that the implant was not there. Instead, the gums covering the area of her missing tooth were healed, and the remaining teeth were healthy. So apparently, the sucker migrated up her sinuses. A CT scan showed the implant to be in her sinus cavity next to her left eye. Apparently, the doctors performed surgery to remove the dental implant, and then miraculously, her sinus symptoms improved. 8 months later, she remains healthy. So they think maybe the implant went up in her sinus because of improper positioning or as a consequence of tissue around the implant eroding, possibly even some bone loss. Now, study researcher Alberto Schreiber of the University of Brescia in Italy says he suspects the implant had been the woman's sinus for at least a year, and perhaps even since the patient's surgery 2 years before. That's some pretty scary stuff. Now, we have heard of cases of dental implants ending up in the sinuses. This is being reported by Fox News. In one case, an implant ended up in the base of the skull. Dr. Eric Cohen, an ear, nose, and throat specialist at Lenox Hill Hospital, said dental implants can migrate if they do not properly integrate into the jawbone. If the bone is too thin, it'll just kind of go right through it. It can also erode. They say the roots of the upper teeth can extend up into the floor of the sinus, and so that could actually push bacteria in there, depending on how the implant is placed, hence infection as well. Once you have infection, that could also loosen implants, etc. So, kind of interesting. The reason why I'm bringing this up is, one, it's a medical headline, but two, many of you come in and you have no idea if we're looking at sinus or if we're looking at dental. And it's kind of easy to determine if you're allowed to run the test, okay? Many times when a person has a chronic sinus infection, I love to get a CT. And thus far, up to date in America, you could get a CT. Now, with the way healthcare is changing, you probably couldn't. But as far as I'm concerned, any sinus pain or facial pain that you have that doesn't go away, I want you being evaluated by a dentist or oral surgeon, and I want you to be evaluated by a sinus doctor. All right? Usually a CAT scan, certain x-rays can help. This implant probably could have been picked up just on a regular x-ray. Alright, but we usually don't x-ray sinuses like we used to. We usually CAT scan them because we want to look for masses, etc. But sometimes even a simple x-ray in your doctor's office could pick something like this up. Your job is when you go for regular dental to make sure you're getting x-rays and making sure that any sort of surgery or dental work done is still in place and is still working like it's supposed to. But pretty scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A brand new flu virus has been found in Peruvian bats, according to the CDC. Now, this virus is called A/bat/Peru/10, and it's part of the influenza A virus that infects many birds, but can also infect other animals, including people. Now, these influenza A viruses are named for two proteins on the virus surface, the hemagglutinin H and the neuraminidase N, like the H1N1. Now, apparently, there's about 17 types of H proteins, 10 types of N proteins, but the proteins on this A-bat Peru 10 are so distinct that they have now called it H18N11. Wow, that's big for them to get an extra H protein and an extra N protein out of this sucker. Wow. All right, now, they don't think it's going to hurt people right now. It should not be of immediate concern for people, but viruses can always mutate. The virus has specific requirements for growth. It may only replicate, let's say, in the intestinal cells of bats. We need to know more about this. But we don't like new viruses. We really don't. Okay? And new viruses happen because some of these old ones mutate. Or maybe somebody releases something out of a lab. Who knows? So, we'll keep you guys posted. Now, and again, flu viruses from bats usually don't infect people. But we do know that bats could carry other types of pathogens, bite a human, give them to humans. You can even get rabies from bats. So my suggestion is whenever you see a bat, even though it's Halloween, go batty and run. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, you don't get to run if it's red light. Remember, red light, green light, red light, green light, red light. Oh, I loved red light, green light game. I love that game. Well, now it looks like cafeteria at Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston has now come up with a way to post if calorie count sodium levels are good or bad with a traffic light labeling system. Green for go, yellow for and red for not too much healthy stuff. In the journal Preventative Medicine, researchers point out that while the information about calories, fat, cholesterol is useful, not everybody knows how to interpret the information they're getting on calories, fat, and cholesterol. So, Massachusetts General Hospital has devised a color-coded system in which the color green was used to label the cafeteria's healthiest options. Yellow was for less healthy items, and red was of little or no nutritional value. Hence, when you are doing a 36-hour shift, even though they don't do 36-hour shifts anymore like I had to, right? Boy, these young ones get it easy. And you need carbs, and you need some comfort food, you look for the red light. That's what it means to me. Research, apparently, signs are also posted in the cafeteria to encourage people to purchase mostly green-labeled items and fewer yellow or red-labeled items. And why aren't green items cheaper? You know how many times I try to go to a Whole Foods organic store and it's so much more expensive? All right? Then, I mean, make the stuff cheaper if you want people to go there. Researchers issued surveys to cafeteria customers both a month before and 2 months after. They found that the new labeling system was highly effective. Only 46% of people said they considered nutrition an important factor. 64% of customers said they took the nutritional value of their food into consideration as they saw the red light, green light, blue light. I mean, I'm sure if you eat something from the green light, you'll feel better. All right? I think it's kind of insulting that we have to sit there and have these stupid lights. I mean, we should know that a vegetable is healthy, right? And some sort of baked good isn't. You would think that we would, you know, I mean, figure that out, but still. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, well, let me see. Okay, I got another minute. Let's move into this chocolate story. This is interesting. Ricardo Villanova, resident trichologist. Now, a trichologist is somebody who really deals with hair. At Urban Retreat in Harrod, says poor diet can cause hair thinning and hair loss, as well as lackluster hair, dryness, and excess sebum. Now, we spend lots and lots of money working on our hair, dealing with the sebum, which kind of gets exuded from some of the sweat glands on your scalp. But they have found that chocolate, okay, can possibly help your hair, especially from going gray. We also know that iron can strengthen your hair. Iron increases the blood supply of oxygen. So if you have thin and limp hair, sometimes it could be an iron deficiency. So he recommends red meat as a source of iron, beef, lamb, if you're vegetarian, lentils, and tofu. But what about gray hair? When we come back from break, we're going to talk about chocolate and what that does with the in terms of your pigment and color of the hair. Then we're also going to talk about stroke. More and more young people are getting stroke. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000
1,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware, and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So they say chocolate can help prevent gray hair. Now, how? According to this one researcher, okay, we know about melanin, right? Melanin is the pigment that forms in the color of our hair and on our skin. They say foods that boost the presence of melanin in your body include none other than chocolate. Okay? Now, I've been eating chocolate for years. I am still lighter than light. All right? They say if you want softer hair, you can eat salmon because of the omega-3s. And we talked about if you want stronger hair, sometimes eating iron. All right? Fatty acids help moisturize the scalp. Oily fish like tuna, salmon, mackerel are excellent sources of these fatty acids. Avocado and walnuts apparently help the shine of your hair, boost the shine. Probably has to do with some of the proteins and how then the light hits it. But chocolate has been found to help prevent gray hair. I don't know if I believe that. But I got to tell you something. I'm 42, and yeah, I get some grays and I pluck them out, but I think my mom was a heck of a lot more gray at my age now than I was, which means maybe there's something to this. Now, I am not allowed to sit here on air telling y'all to eat chocolate, okay? I'm a board-certified family doctor. I'm supposed to tell you guys to eat right. But I got to tell you something. I don't have as many gray hairs as I should. This is very interesting. And my husband, he doesn't really eat a lot of gray, a lot of chocolate. He's starting to get some gray. This is a very interesting scoop, but don't tell him. Because this way I get to eat his chocolate. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now that we're coming into holiday season, you got to be careful about what you're buying online. A lot of scams are out there. And now they're saying that 1 in 5 of us think we bought a designer something and it was fake. All right? They say of 20 honest shoppers, 5 will be conned into buying a counterfeit. For every 1 shopper looking for a fake, 20 are after a bargain on the real product. Now, some of us are looking for fakes. Some of us are looking for fake Coach bags, fake Louis Vuitton, because we don't want to spend $500 on a purse. And I get that. It makes no sense to me to spend $500 on a purse that the kids spill stuff in. There's gum in there. Your makeup gets all over it. Doesn't make a lot of sense to do anything like that, okay? I understand having a cute purse that matches your outfit. I don't understand spending $500. So I get the attraction to buying a counterfeit because then you get to save money. But what if you think you're actually buying the real thing and you're getting sold a knockoff? Now, every year we hear about these high-profile seizures of counterfeit goods. We also hear about shutdowns of websites selling fakes. Unfortunately, many times you get conned before this happens. Now, what they may do is you may not think it's a fake because of the price. People will say, well, I know it's not a fake because it costs $400 or $500. Well, how do you know that that wasn't a fake? Okay? But if you start to see some real weird discounts, like 50% off, all right, you really don't see these fancy schmancy brands being sold at 50% off. Now, mind you, the outlet stores may do something like that. Okay? You know, but not talking an outlet. So you gotta kind of be careful. Just a quick warning out there. They say here, top tips to make sure you get the real deal from mail online. They say price. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Counterfeiters are very clever. If the item is half of the price of one on the genuine company site, it's probably a fake. They say even if the item has a smaller discount, like 20%, you may want to check other elements of the website to see if they stack up. Counterfeiters are realizing that if you do 50%, people will think it's a fake. So they'll do 20%, and you'll be like, what? Now, the site itself. They say customers should not be blinded by the look and the design of the website. Just because something is pretty professional looking doesn't mean it is legal. Okay? So, the counterfeiters a lot of times don't really put a lot of attention to the about page or the FAQ page. So make sure you check the small print areas like delivery details, delivery options, etc. Usually these genuine websites, companies have very specific instructions, things that look like they could be reproduced. Returns and privacy policies. Again, these reputable sites have a return and privacy policy extremely spelled out. All right? But, like, for example, the item doesn't fit or is damaged, etc. All right? Usually the counterfeiters don't really spend that much time, you know, dealing with the refund policy. Why? Because, again, they're selling you something fake. Reputation. They say consumers can do research before buying goods on a website. Check whether the site or seller is mentioned on any of the scam warning sites. What you could do is you could do a vendor plus scam and see what comes up. And then, of course, check the web address. Okay? Sometimes these names, these websites will have weird spellings. Okay? I mean, an honest-to-God company will have proper spelling. But if the website is trying to be their website and they couldn't be their website because their name was already taken, so they throw a misspelled letter in there so then they could secure the website, that could be an issue. Okay? They say if the address begins with, I guess, the HTTPS as opposed to HTTP, this tells the user that the site is secure. Some of the big brands have actually places on their website for you to determine that. So that's some pretty cool stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Now, stroke rates. Stroke rates among young and middle-aged people worldwide are increasing. We're finding more strokes among people aged 20 to 64, and over the last 20 years, there's been a 25% increase. They say more than 83,000 people aged 20 and younger suffer a stroke each year. Even though it accounts for 0.5% of all strokes worldwide, 83,000, that is ridiculous. They say by the year 2030, the amount of disability, illness, and premature death caused by stroke is expected to double. All right. In another study in the Lancet Global Health, they found that 61% of stroke-related disability and nearly 52% of stroke deaths are caused by the bleeding strokes. Even though these bleeding strokes are not as common as the hemorrhagic clot strokes, we're starting to see more bleeds. What the hell is going on here? All right. Is it because we have more, shall we say, risky lifestyles? Does it have to do with our obesity or our diabetes? What's going on here? But we should not underestimate somebody, all right, and having stroke symptoms just because they're 22. They think maybe it could be the salt, the calories, the alcohol, the tobacco. But hemorrhagic strokes, a bleed to the brain, is nothing to mess with. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Oh, boy. Oh, there's so much I want to talk about. We're coming up on the end. Apparently, there's a new seizure treatment. Apparently, 3 million people suffer from epilepsy in the United States, and there's this new treatment using lasers called laser ablation. And basically, a neurologist inserts this fiber optic cable into a small hole in the skull that's only just a couple millimeters in diameter. Then, using guided imagery, they thread it past blood vessels into the part of the brain where they think is the area causing the seizures. And without damaging healthy brain tissue, they use thermal energy to wipe out the bad tissue. And then they could watch this on MRI. This is some pretty cool stuff. So using heat, they're able to destroy the part of the brain causing the seizures. Seizure disorder is something, like I said, that affects millions of people in the United States. Dangerous. And the unpredictability of these seizures coming on and this abnormal electrical activity can cause immediate death. When it happens when driving, people will say, oh, yeah, you know, they fell asleep when they drove. What if it was a seizure? Unfortunately, most of our treatment has been medications, trying to stop seizure activity with these neuroleptics. But this laser treatment sounds pretty cool. All right, guys, can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. Please have a great rest of the day. Tune in tomorrow. Be safe. God bless.
Hang me down. Hang me down.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.